SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the second cohort of parent mentors set out to change parenting in Jamaica. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a childcare tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, has graduated its second cohort of parent mentors. The 18 parent mentors were recruited under the From Street Talk to Real Talk campaign, as well as through strategic partnership with the Ministry of National Security under its Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. Executive Director of the NPSC, Dr. Patrice Childs Freeman, says the mentors underwent 8 weeks of training and practical fieldwork.
They were so excited about the opportunity of learning about effective parenting. Already, they have shown their dedication and passion towards helping with effective parenting.
The graduation ceremony was held in New Kingston on Thursday, November 26. Assistant Commissioner of Police ACP Albert Nelson notes that if the issue of poor parenting is effectively tackled, many of the social ills in society will be addressed. And that is exactly what the mentors will set out to do. Transform parenting, one family at a time. A total of 24 parent mentors graduated from the first cohort of the NPSC's mentorship program, a voluntary initiative designed to provide assistance and support to families at risk or in need. Established in 2013, the NPSC is the lead agency in the Ministry of Education that interfaces with parents and community stakeholders and is tasked with providing a framework for supporting parents and improving parental skills.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
For Vision 2030 to be achieved, we must commit to a vision in which our elderly persons and citizens with disabilities are fully integrated within society, have access to appropriate care and support services, and are treated as valuable human resources. Catch the vision and log on to vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Oliver Jackson.
I was born in the country. I want to talk a little bit about our enjoyment of Christmas. We used to make plans to birth our scripts at Christmas Eve. Some of the houses are a couple of chains away, some further than that, but we have a special arrangement that when we birth our scripts, hi, we say Christmas, and the next person on the other side births hi, Christmas. But the great thing about it, all the scripts didn't burst. In the morning, us boy would get up, pick up the scrip that didn't burst, empty out the sulfur on a level stone, put another stone on top of the sulfur, use our left foot to squeeze down onto that sulfur and that stone, and use the right foot to give it one lick. Bye! And it sounds just like the normal thing. We used to do that a lot. I believe the children
are our future. Here now is a child care tip. Allow your child some freedom of movement. Give toddlers especially the space and opportunity to move about. Do not confine them to one space. Allowing them to explore new environments and try new movements will aid their development. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time when we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.